couldn't move a mountain nor pull down a big oak tree. But my daddy became a mighty big man with a simple philosophy. Do what you do, do well, boy. Do what you do, do well. Give your love and all of your heart and do what you do, do well. Sometimes he'd hold my mother and kiss her tenderly. Then he'd look across the top of her head. Then he'd wink and say to me, do what you do, do well, boy. Do what you do, do well. Give your love and all of your heart and do what you do, do well. Now he was a man of laughter, but if tragedy came by, the tears ran free and he'd say to me, never be afraid to cry. Do what you do, do well, boy. Do what you do, do well. Give your love and all of your heart and do what you do, do well. Today
don't like to brag, but we're kind of proud of that ragged old flag.
You see, we got a little hole in that flag there when Washington took it across.
Does this country remind you of the America that you grew up in? Do your children enjoy the same freedoms that you did when you were young?
Well, you think that you can take me on? You must be crazy. There ain't a single thing you've done that's gonna faze me.
Just how far are you willing to be pushed? When are we gonna put our collective foot down and tell the tyrant, get off of my back? Hi, I'm Cope Reynolds, and if you're tired of the same old sugar-coated mush-mouth monologue of talk radio, join me for The Shooting Bench, Monday through Friday, 8 to 10 p.m. Pacific, 10 to midnight Central. Guns, self-defense, survival, current events are just a few of the topics that we'll discuss on The Shooting Bench, and we're going to start discussing them right now.
Have you forgotten?
All right, and it is The Shooting Bench, and it's the 18th of August, and a Tuesday, and I'm glad y'all made it in here. Let me go check the chat room here and see what all is going on. We've got, we're going to bounce around quite a bit tonight. We've got some stuff that, Rolex, it seems like I've seen you in here before sometime back. I don't remember for sure, but it seems like it, but anyway, be that as it may, welcome. Glad you made it in here tonight anyway. Okay, remind everyone again, we've got our website started for the Arms Expo, for the Restoring America's Heritage show coming up on the 16th, 17th, and 18th of October right here in Sholo. Actually, it's just a little ways south of Sholo. It's going to be in a little town called Lakeside. Same place we had our private gun show in 2013 that raised such a fuss. That was quite an event, considering all the things that was associated with it there. Anyway, if you just go to our regular website, go to southwestshootingauthority.com, and over on the left-hand side, you'll see some blue buttons. Go to the third one down, and it says Restoring America's Heritage, and you'll get an idea. We'll probably be adding to that every day. We've got a lot of stuff to add to it, a lot of sub-pages and stuff. See, we'll have a page there for vendors. We'll have a page there for just for the guests, for the attendees. We'll have a page for each of the main people that are putting it on, just to let them know what's going to happen. That'll be Southwest Shooting Authority and Liberty for All out of Washington. And, of course, Survival Circle Network will have a part in it. And, as a matter of fact, we may try to do our Friday night show on the 16th from the expo. We'll see what it looks like when we get closer to it there. And, of course, the Survival Rendezvous folks from over in Young, Arizona, they've got a very unique, very neat program that that they run that is beneficial to everyone. It's a training program, and it's going to be set up on kind of a round-robin type thing, a bunch of little 2 or 3 hour classes, and everybody moves through this, and everybody that goes through the whole deal gets, you'll pay, I don't know what it is, $120 or something like that, and you'll go through a whole bunch of training all day long, and when you go through all that, then you'll get a certificate from all of those that are participating in that and in training. And the I think they're going to have a separate, I don't know for sure if we're going to have a per class price, or if everybody just goes through the same thing. I would recommend that everybody just goes in, joins the group, and goes through it. And if they want to wander away and go look at the show and come back and join the group later, you know, I don't see any problem with that. So, but we'll get that straightened up with those folks over in Young. Good people, too. I met them last year at the Survival Expo, or Survival Rendezvous. And we hit it off pretty well. We've stayed in pretty good close contact since then. And then we'll have... There's also going to be, and a matter of fact, during the break, I may be able to see if I can find the link here so that those that are so inclined can donate to... We're bringing in some big names. We've got about three legislators, I think, coming in. We've got one coming from Washington, one coming from Idaho. We should have at least one from Arizona. We'll have Sheriff Mack. We're looking to see, you know, how many folks we can get out here that would be definitely worth your while to come see. And we'll have one area set aside just for those that are speaking and doing that kind of stuff. So it's going to be a lot of fun. I think it'll be educational. It'll be inspiring. It'll be motivating. And, you know, all that, and you might find some mighty fine guns there that you don't have to do background checks and stuff on. We're going to make sure everybody is informed of what federal laws are and state laws, but we're not going to enforce them. That's not our job. That's why we're not having any dealers. So what you do amongst yourselves is entirely up to you. Just understand that there will be some things that you can do that may result in a federal felony. So that's entirely up to the two parties that are participating in that transaction. As we've said, this is a preemptive strike against Bloomberg and his billions of dollars that literally bought Washington and Oregon. And we're going to try to educate the people in Arizona prior to him, and we're not just doing it arbitrarily and saying that, because he has named Arizona and Nevada as two states that he wants to include in that. So we're just going to jump in there ahead of him and see if we can't educate people to a point where they understand just how bad this private transfer stuff is. So that's what we got going on. Now, there's a tremendous security risk that was discovered here yesterday. This was in an airport in Dublin, and I can't believe this is some scary stuff here. There was a little kid traveling through there on Saturday. Well, the story came yesterday. I guess the deal happened Saturday. And the airport security spotted something that was obviously a threat to everyone in the airport. Certainly didn't want to get on a plane with it. Yeah, it was bright blue, which kind of disguised it a little bit. And what it was the Minions fart blaster gun. Yep. They classified this, confiscated it as being a security threat. Yeah, it's a fart blaster. Same one you see on the Minions cartoon there. Spokesman for the Dublin airport said, "Toy guns or replica guns are on the prohibited items list, and we urge people to check this before they travel. We don't make the rules, but we apply the rules consistently. Anything that is a replica gun with a trigger mechanism on it is listed as a prohibited item." So, be very careful with your fart blaster. You can get in a lot of trouble for that. And we can't be having that. Okay, good Lord. Are you kidding me? Wow. Oh, well. Just one more thing to add to the prohibited list there. Now, if you bring your fart blaster to the Arms Expo, we are not going to be responsible for, if you want to do private transfers, and as long as you are willing to take the risk to transfer that fart blaster to somebody else, then that's all you. So Southwest Shooting Authority and Liberty for All will not be liable for whatever what anyone does with their blartfaster. Okay, enough of that already. I just got this story in here a little while ago, and well, it's been going on for a while. I mean, this is a new version of it, but it's been working on it here for a little while. Right now, they say there are 36 bills that have been introduced in 11 western states. Arizona is one of them, Nevada, Colorado, Utah, that are aimed at trying to get control of the federal public lands in the borders of these states. We're talking about Forest Service, we're talking about national parks, national monuments, BLM land, all of the millions and millions of acres. You know, if you look at the state of Nevada, something like 80-something percent, maybe higher than that, is BLM land. Now, you can say on the one hand that it belongs to the federal government. It does not belong to the federal government. They are caring for it. They are acting like they're in charge of it and that they own it. They do not. We do. And I don't know, they introduced these bills, they say, to combat this federal ownership of this land. But to me, it seems, and you know, not everybody can do things like me and Liberty for All does. If it was up to me, I'd just put out a notice that says, you know what? You people are not welcome here anymore. We're taking it over. It belongs to us. Pack up your crap and go home. Go ahead and get your your trucks and your Jeeps and your portable buildings and whatever, we will work out some kind of a deal for the expense of the expense of the permanent buildings and stuff like that. We'll figure that out. Maybe if you continue to take care of the interstates, the federal highways through here, maybe we'll compensate you for your buildings. If you want to be jerks about it, then no. But whatever the case, just pack it up and get out of here now. And that would be my suggestion. But I know that's not going to happen, but boy, wouldn't that be cool if it would. So there's quite a in-depth story about this, and I'm going to post it in the chat room here in a little bit. We're not going to go through the whole thing, but the whole thing in a nutshell is that all these states have filed these bills to get control of their own land back, and frankly, I am very happy to see that. I'm glad that some of these people are waking up and getting on this bandwagon here. So there was, where is it? Here it is. So along those lines, there's this is kind of it's a gun related thing. It has to do with Hawaii. And there is a study there that they've it's more of an example to show how some politicians see guns as horrible, evil, terrible instruments, no matter who owns them. It's the guns themselves. That's why these people are such idiots. It's the guns. It's not the people. The Honolulu Police Department and the city of Honolulu have decided to destroy more than $500,000 worth of fully functional handguns, some of them brand new, instead of selling them to generate revenue for the city. Now, I understand it'd be hard probably to sell them in Hawaii because of the laws and all. Of course, that can all be changed, too. I'm not saying that it's right. I'm just saying that's the way it is. But, you know, they could sell them to people in Arizona or Wyoming or wherever. Just sell them to a dealer or something. If they paid $1 a piece for them, it would be, and the dealer paid the shipping, that would be better than destroying them, wouldn't it? They got $500,000 worth of guns. Let's say, so they've got roughly, I'm going to say they got 1,000 guns. They got 1,000 guns there worth $500 a piece. So if someone paid them $100 a piece for them, that would be a pretty good, that would be much preferable, I would think, than destroying the guns. They're going to, not only are they losing the revenue from destroying the guns, they're paying to destroy the guns. Somebody's going to be paid by the hour to saw these things up or cut them up with a torch or do whatever it is they're going to do with them to keep them, to make them, you know, non-functional, unfunctional. No, that's not a word. Anyway, they said they're willing to buy their old guns from the department, the police officers, willing to buy their old guns from the department, even going through a vendor for liability reasons. This is something that goes on in the United States pretty frequently, but they have refused the whole thing. They're taking, understand what I'm saying here. They're taking department guns, all of them accounted for, registered, you know, whatever they do with them in the state of Hawaii. These are not confiscated guns from crimes and confiscated from criminals and whatever. They are department guns. This whole thing started when the Honolulu Police Department decided to replace more than 2,300 of its Smith & Wesson handguns with new Glock 17s. At the time, a lot of the police officers said that since the old guns still had value, they shouldn't be thrown away or destroyed, but sold. In fact, about 200 of these guns are new, unused, still in the box. Wow. According to the reports in the Hawaii News Now, police discussed several options with city lawyers and budget officials, including selling the old guns to the general public, which would have brought in $250 each, or about $575,000. Now, see, that's a deal. That works well for everybody. The public gets decent guns for a decent price, and the department's making $500,000 without spending a dime. But no, hell no. We're going to pay somebody to stand out there all day long, cut up 2,300 guns. Selling the guns with the restriction that they could only be purchased by law enforcement would have generated $150 for each firearm, or about $345,000. And last, selling them for parts at $100 a piece would have given the city $250,000. So that is a win-win situation no matter how they do it, except paying to destroy them. None of the options seemed doable for those that are the powers that be, so the only other option they hadn't talked about was destroying all of them. And this just falls right in line with the typical anti-gun thing. Bloomberg would see so proud. Yes, let's destroy them. Yeah, if they're gone, that means they can't ever make any more. They'll never be replaced. So we're getting rid of all the guns in the whole world, and we're going to start with Hawaii and destroy all these guns. Makes perfect sense to me. I don't know. It is what it is, I reckon. All right. Well, we're going to go take a little break here. And when we come back, we're going to talk about some of your favorite presidential candidates here. We've got 15 months till the election. I'm so sick of hearing all this stuff. I can't stand it. But anyway, be that as it may, we'll be back in a few minutes.
Yeah. funny ha-ha, funny queer.
Join that sexy thing for living way out here on the Survival Circle Network. Yep, Amy's back on weeknights except Wednesday from 8 to 9 p.m. Pacific Time with an hour of trivia, fun, and interesting stories. Join her for living way out here. Patrick Henry Society is changing days here on the Survival Circle Network. Come listen to Kit Lang on Mondays now at 4 p.m. Pacific, 7 p.m. Eastern. The enemies of freedom never rest, and neither should we. Come and listen to Liberty at its Finest on the Patrick Henry Society now on Mondays here on the Survival Circle Network.
Okay, are you ready? Here's Corp Reynolds with another maximum dose of truth and common sense on the shooting bench.
They say heaven's at the end, but so far it's been hell, and there's fire on the mountain, lightning in the air, rolling them hills, and it's waiting for me there.
All right. I don't want to spend a whole lot of time on this, and I don't want to get in any big debate over it because it's way too early. Like I said, it's 15 months away or 14 months, whatever it is, till the election. So, you know, and a lot can happen in that length of time. There's people frantically looking for, some gal that'll cry rape against Trump or somebody that saw Ted Cruz smoke a joint when he was 17 or something, and there's a lot going to go on yet. A lot of mud's going to be slung before this one's over with. I can promise you that. But looking at things right now, okay. Now I also don't want to get into the deal where everybody said, well, you just don't vote for any of them because they're two heads of the same snake. Yeah, I understand. I get all that. Okay, I understand it as well as anyone. But not voting is retarded. It may not be who you want, but write me in. Hell, I'd make a good president. I'd make a damn fine president. But vote. Do something. Exercise your right. You don't have to vote for who they have listed up there. Of course, if you write in like some idiots do, write in Mickey Mouse or something like some fourth grader, then you got no room to gripe later on. But there are some things to consider. One of those things is look at what we have right now. I don't see that anybody could stand there with a straight face and say that whoever we get, excluding Hillary, that whoever we get is going to be worse or as bad as what we have now. You can't seriously believe that. Now, you know, you also have to understand that the president doesn't have near as much power as people give him credit for. Our Congress is responsible for a whole lot of the decisions that they claim that the president made. Of course, there's nothing. We don't know what goes on behind closed doors exactly, and what kind of threats are being made, and all that to get his way. But if you look at this with some degree of common sense, and I wouldn't tell you for one second not to write somebody in or vote for a third party. You know, vote your conscience. But if your conscience says don't vote, then you need to go out and get a new conscience, because something's broke in the one that you have. There is no excuse for not voting. But look at some of the people that we have now. There's not anybody, never has been, never will be, anybody that suits everybody. Anybody that everything is exactly just right for any one person out there. You know, if you went back and looked at Ronald Reagan back before he saw the light, he was a Democrat. And he wasn't always that way, but he saw the light. He came around. And you have to look, and Reagan, probably not the very best president in the whole world, but he was a whole lot better than what we got right now. Hey, I just saw somebody post in there that they saw John Fish in here. How about them apples? Man, long time no see, John Fish. It's been, two or three, 4 months, something like that. I'm glad you made it in. B2 Basic, corner. Wow, talk about being late. Jeez. I know, you got things to do. Okay, I get it. We're okay with that. Everybody in the patriot community, every conservative, every liberal, every independent, absolutely no group is going to like everybody. We could sit here and argue until the cows come home over every candidate out there. I could say that I like somebody, and somebody's going to get on the chat and say, well, he did this and he did that. And it doesn't matter who I say. And somebody on the chat get on there and say, you should vote for this person. And I'm going to get on there and I'm going to say, well, he did this and he did that. So, you know, we kind of just, and it's not like, I get the whole concept of choosing the lesser of two evils. I understand that completely. Sometimes it's not the lesser of two evils as much as it is one being better or worse than the other one. And there's a difference there. And I'm not saying that you have to vote for either a mainstream Republican or a mainstream Democrat. That would be the lesser of two evils if you're doing it just to be voting for one or the other. But I'll tell you, I don't like Ben Carson. Ben Carson has got a lot of good points, but he needs educated. If he learns a few things and gets on and publicly says that he misspoke and I've seen the light and I now understand why we can't do certain things, you know, maybe I could change my mind. I'd have to listen to his speech and see what he says. Go away. I do not want you in my show.
And you said indeed you can.
I said stop. Thank you. But he's saying now, we went through the whole gun thing, and, you know, 90% of what he says is great. Great. But then he says people that live in the city and in populated areas should not be allowed to own semi-automatic firearms. How stupid is that? That is, it doesn't. He said the one time assault rifles, and then if you look it up, other places it says semi-automatic firearms. So whichever one it is dumb. And now listen to what he says here about the minimum wage. Now, some people could probably look at this and say, well, I could make sense out of that. And, listen to what he says. He's wanting a higher minimum wage, He says that the $7.25 federal minimum wage should be raised. I think probably it should be higher than now. He said that government assistance often provides more than the minimum wage in several states, allowing people to ignore the long-term benefits of a job. I don't necessarily blame people for saying, look, I can stay home and make this money, or I can go and work for this little chicken little job that doesn't have many benefits. However, recognize that if you go and take that chicken job, you can gain skills, relationships, and possibly the possibility of moving up the ladder. So a year or two or five down the road, you're no longer in that position. This is what people have forgotten. So what he's saying is that why would anyone want to go out and work for 7 1/4 an hour when they can sit home and get paid for, get their welfare check, get paid for babysitting like that gal in that one sound bite I got, and make just as much money or more doing nothing. Or go out and work for that $7.25 an hour. Now, there's some merit to what he's saying on the outside, but if you look at that, almost all of those benefits that they're getting, I don't know about almost all of them, but a lot of them would still be available if you're making $7.25 an hour. You'll still plenty available for food stamps and everything else. So if you go and get a minimum wage job, now as far as I'm concerned, I say it is eliminated altogether. Okay, but I'm looking at they're not going to do that. So let's talk about what would make sense in their minds. So if they're able to collect that $7.25 an hour, they're still going to be able to get a lot of free groceries. They're still going to be able to get the low-income housing. A lot of the benefits that they're getting now, they can still get, but actually go out and work and start making a little bit of money and learning something. Now, ideally, in a perfect world, we would get rid of minimum wage altogether. And the employers out there would say, you know what, I guess if we want anybody to work, we're going to have to pay them. We're going to have to teach them. We're going to have them do stuff for us. And we're going to have to do a little better than $7 an hour. Who in the hell is going to work for $7.25 an hour right now anyway? Well, not too many people when you can be on welfare and make all of that, make more money than that. So then he goes on to say, let me go back here and find it. He said, this isn't the, oh, that's all of the minimum wage stuff. And well, how about this $15 an hour minimum wage? You know, $15 an hour in a lot of places in the country is halfway decent money. And they're mandating that we have to pay, some states, some areas may have to pay $15 an hour for flipping hamburgers. What do you think the people that's standing out in the heat and the cold and the rain and the snow out flagging traffic and digging ditches and running bulldozers and whatever it is that they do? Now, some of these states that have insisted on this money also pay a whole lot more for some of these other jobs, but the whole thing doesn't make any sense to me. But then he said, and this Carson said this in 2013, and I haven't heard him do a retraction of it yet. He just said this on the Glenn Beck Show, that he did support some form of gun control. He said that people who live in cities should not be allowed to own semi-automatic weapons. And then he said, he made some comments during the comparing the American society to Nazi Germany and the Obamacare to slavery. And you know, you kind of got to understand what he was saying right there. He probably said it without putting a whole lot of thought into what he was saying, but you think he's right in that regard. the American society is pretty much 1938 Germany right now. We was talking about the cameras and stuff during Amy's show. Yeah, we're there. We're every bit what we were, or what Germany was, and Poland and all these places over in 1938, 1940, 45, whatever. And the Obamacare to slavery. Yep, I'm not sure that I would disagree with him on those two. But if we look at I like a lot of what Ted Cruz says. The problem with all of these people, including Donald Trump, is will they do what they're saying once they get in there? Traditionally, that hasn't really been the case. Some of them more blatant, obvious, bald-faced liars than others. Some of them kind of slip some of the stuff in kind of discreetly and nobody notices. But some of them just blow it out there completely oblivious of what they had with promises that they made earlier. So, Ted Cruz says a lot of stuff that I like. I know that he's, as some people say, a statist. I'm not sure that describes him accurately, but I'd say that the potential is certainly high there. But I haven't written him off the list yet. I've written Rand Paul pretty much off the list. He's done a lot of things that I didn't care for too much. We'll still keep an eye on him. He haven't thrown him plumb out with the bathwater yet, but not paying as much attention to him as I did once. Now, I listened to that old gal today. What was her name? Fjord. I don't even remember what her name is now. But I listened to her for quite a while today, and she talks a pretty good line. I'll listen to her some more. I wouldn't, for anything in the world, discount her because she's a woman. I wouldn't even dream of that. But there's several conservative women that I'd like to see in there. But that's not. I'm not saying that she's one of them yet. But Donald Trump, thank you, C7, that's right, that's the name there, Fiona, I think you left out a couple of R's there somewhere, at least one, but anyway, yeah, I know who you're talking about. I'm not writing Donald Trump off at all yet. I'm still not convinced. Now, this is assuming, and you know what assume does, but this is assuming that he would do even half of what he says he's going to do when he gets in there. So, he talks right now. Did you see the numbers? You see how far ahead he is of everybody? He's way, way in the hell up there. Oh, by the way, if you're considering Chris Christie for anything, I want you to back away from your computer, log out of the chat room, and don't ever come back to the shooting bench. Okay? I'll just tell you that right now. Chris Christie is a pig. He is our worst enemy. Chris Christie, yeah, this is one of those times when Republican doesn't necessarily mean that there's any good can come of that. Chris Christie is going to be every bit as bad as Obama, I think. Maybe not as intentionally. I think Obama's sole goal and purpose is to destroy America. I don't think Christie's goal is to do that. I think that he would really believe that he's trying to do good things, but he don't have any idea what good things are. There was a Donald. I saw a deal today. Donald Trump said was talking to somebody that asked him about, well, how come one of his casinos went bankrupt? And he says, well, because I had a casino in a state offering all-you-can-eat meals in the state that Chris Christie lived in. I thought that was funnier than hell. But, we're not even going to discuss Chris Christie. We're done. We're done with that. And we'll see about that C7. We'll see what he does. He's got a lot of support. And I wouldn't near write him off yet. And I'm not so damn sure that I wouldn't vote for him if he's still. I don't want another politician in there. I would support Donald Trump right now. He is a businessman. I would have had, who was the black guy here last election, or maybe the one before that? Black guy, it wasn't Alan West, it was, he was a restaurant guy, what was his name? I would have voted for him. He was, he had a hell of a good head on his shoulders, and then I think they dug up some dirt on him, I believe. No, not Ben Carson. We were talking about Ben Carson earlier. This guy was he had something to do with, I don't remember, Pizza Hut or something. I don't remember. Some chain of Burger King. I don't know what the hell he was. But he did something that was, surely one of you can come up with that. Anyway, if he would have stayed, they dug up some stuff on him, and evidently they found out that he had cheated on his wife or something, and the guy just threw the towel in and gave up. And I hated to see that, because I was keeping close tabs on him, and I liked him. But I want to see somebody get in here who is not a career politician. Herman Cain, thank you, Rolex and Peanut Rider and everybody there. Herman Cain. I would have voted for him. And I do want to see a businessman or a plain old everyday ordinary run-of-the-mill citizen get in there. But the thing is, plain old ordinary run-of-the-mill citizens don't make enough money to run to get in this. I would vote. I tell you, my very, very favorite, my first choice, if he runs again, will be Governor Johnson, Gary Johnson out of New Mexico. If he runs, I don't care how little a chance he has, if he runs, I'll vote for him. Gary Johnson is a fine specimen of a man. He's a fine specimen of a governor. He's a good, good man. And Gary Johnson did wonderful, wonderful things for New Mexico. He had a good budget in the black when he got out, and he would make a damn fine president. But we'll see what happens when it gets a little closer here. As it is right now, I still would I wouldn't write off Donald Trump at all. I like a lot of the things that he says. It's just going to matter on whether we believe that he's actually going to continue to do that when he gets out or gets voted in there. So anyway, be that as it may, yeah, Chuck Norris. Yeah, I'd vote for Chuck Norris. He's outspoken, sticks to his guns or his fists or whatever, his boots. But anyway. All right. Well, I want to put in a reminder again for the Arms Expo. I'm not going to spend a lot of time talking about it right now, but I am going to put the link in the chat room again. I'm going to be working on this page every day for the next however long it takes to get everything up there and ready to go. So, B2Basic, as luck would have it, tonight on, let me check both deals here. It looks like there will be a Liberty Lounge following this show on the 64, okay? I think. Let me check this out here. Come on. Come on, let's get to moving here. All right, there you go. I'm going to have to get a new computer here one of these days. This one's done way too many episodes of The Shooting Bench. And I'm going to need to retire it here one of these days and get another one. There ain't no telling how many social diseases this thing has caught from all the places it's been and things we've done and all of that. All right, here it's coming up slowly but surely. All right, on the 32K. Yep, there will be a Liberty Lounge coming up on the 32K, and I'm pretty sure that's what was on the 64. So, it's an old one, but as far as I know, there weren't really any bad ones in Liberty Lounge. So, there you go. Let me check the chat room here. All right, well, I'm going to get out of here, guys. We'll see you tomorrow. Amy will not be on tomorrow. And I may have the opportunity to go back to 8 o'clock, at least some of Wednesdays, but I'm not sure yet. My scouts that I teach are what they call the 11-year-old scouts. It would be equivalent to Weebelos. And my last one just turned 12 last Saturday, so I have no scouts. However, I do have another calling in the church, and I'm going to have to got meetings on Wednesday nights and stuff that we need to go to. So I'll get this all ironed out here in the next week or so, and if I can, I'll go back to 8 o'clock on Wednesday. So, all right, that's enough. I've been babbling again. I'll see you all tomorrow. Thanks for joining me.
Thanks for joining us for another edition of The Shooting Bench. Please join Cope Monday through Friday for the most politically incorrect firearms information show on talk radio.
Lead, follow, or get the hell out of the way. Ladies and gentlemen, it is time for you to decide who you are. Somebody should call them. Somebody should write a letter. Somebody should try and stop that. Somebody should do something. I challenge you to look in the mirror and tell me what you see. If there's somebody there, that would be you. It's time for you to do something. There is no doubt that the Constitution is hanging by a thread. It's not going to wait for us much longer.